Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Beloved, you are welcome to this week's edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our God, our Maker, we want to say thank you to you this day. We bless you, we magnify your holy name. We thank you, Lord, for your protection over us, over all our loved ones. Thank you for all the battles that you have been fighting on our behalf. Thank you for all manners of victory that you have wrought for us. And we say glory, honor, praises, adoration be unto you and to you alone in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for all the past broadcasts, for the lives that have been touched, for the souls that have been won to your kingdom, for the battles, for the victory that you have granted us. We say glory be unto your holy name. Everlasting Father, we commit today's broadcast into your holy hands. I will say, Lord, beyond my preparation, Lord Jehovah God, use me. And let everyone that is hearing your word today, Lord, let the word they are going to hear heal, let it deliver, let it transform, let it bring forth salvation of souls. And let your name and only your name be glorified. Thank you, everlasting Father. We bless you. We magnify your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. Brothers and sisters, it gives me great pleasure to welcome you once again to this week edition of Commanding Your Day. And I pray that the Almighty God will do something extraordinary in your lives today in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today, I'm going to be sharing with you what I titled Gate of Heaven on Earth. The Gate of Heaven on Earth. And indeed, you will experience your heaven on earth in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Himself will remove those obstacles that have been standing in your way in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to take my text from the book of Genesis 28 from verse 10. Reading from verse 10, Genesis 28. The Bible says, Jacob left Beersheba and went towards Haran. And he came to a certain place and stayed there that night because the sun had set. Taking one of the stones of the place, he put it under his head and lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed, and behold, there was a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angel of God was ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord, the God of Abraham your father, and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie I will give to you. And to your offspring shall be like the dust of the earth. You shall spread abroad to the west and to the east, to the north and to the south. And in you and in your offspring shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Behold, I am with you, and I will keep you wherever you go. And I will bring you back to this place, for I will not leave you until I have done what I promised you. Then Jacob awoke from his sleep. And said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know. And he was afraid and said, how awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God. This is the gate of heaven. And verse 18 says, so early in the morning, Jacob took the stone that he had put under his head and set it up at pillar and poured oil on it, on the top of it. And he called the name of that place Bethel. But the name of the city was Luz at the first. Then Jacob made a vow, saying, if God will be with me, and will keep me in this way that I go, and will give me bread to eat and clothing to wear, so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then the Lord shall be my God. And this stone which I set up on the pillar shall be God's house. And of all who you give me, I will give a full thanks to you. May the Lord bless the reading of the word of God. That was Jacob having an encounter with the Lord. And the Bible makes us to understand that the encounter we had with the Lord was at a certain place. And what's that certain place is? That certain place can be any place. That means that we can encounter God anywhere. Anywhere we are, God can show himself to us. It can be anywhere. It can be on the road. Wherever we are, God can show himself to us. But I want us to know from this passage that we have read that when God meets with us, he can turn around our situation for the better. He can turn that situation that appears very frustrating. Because you see, in this passage here, if you have been studying the life of Jacob, you will have known that as at this time, Jacob was more or less a frustrated person. He has bought the birthright from his twin brother Esau. He has bought the birthright. He has received the father's blessing, whether deceitfully or whatever. He has gotten that. And at this time, Jacob was, according to Bible scholars, about 77 years old. And at that time, his twin brother Esau has married several women. He has had children. But here we are, Jacob, who has gotten the birthright. Here we are, Jacob, who have received the father's blessing. Here we are, Jacob, who was favored by the mother. Here we are, Jacob, whom even the Lord has prophesied that he was going to be the blessed one. And yet, he was running from pillar to post. Nothing to show. At the age of 75, 77, he had no child. He had no wife. He had nothing. He was running from pillar to post. And his twin brother Esau had married, had children. He had a family. But he hasn't got any. Brothers and sisters, maybe you are looking at yourself. You are looking at yourself as that child of promise. You are looking at everything that people have been said concerning you. And it seems they are not coming to pass. I bring word of comfort to you today. I say, do not lose hope. The Lord that appeared to Jacob on the road to Haran, that God is also going to appear unto you. That God is going to speak to you this day. That God is going to do something wonderful in your life. That God is going to bring about a total turnaround in your situation, in your circumstance, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are talking about the gate of heaven on earth. The gate of heaven on earth is a place of a new vision. God appeared to Jacob. He had a new vision. He had a new dream. He dreamt like he had never dreamt before. He had a dream that he has never had before. And God appeared to him. Brothers and sisters, I say the Lord will give you a new vision. He give you a clearer vision in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. That gate of heaven on earth is a place where you have direct access to your Creator. He has direct access. He saw a ladder going from earth directly to heaven, connected to heaven. Brothers and sisters, from now on, whenever you cry unto the Lord will answer you. Your prayers will not be an abomination in the ears of the Lord. Your prayers will not go into voicemail. When you cry unto him, he will answer you. There shall be a performance. You will not be frustrated in the place of prayer, but rather you'll be strengthened. You'll be encouraged in the place of prayer in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Another thing we can learn from this passage is that when you are at that gate of heaven on earth, is a place where you experience angelic ministration firsthand. Jacob saw the angel of God ascending and descending. The angels are there to minister to us. And those angels that have been assigned to you, they begin to do your will in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The angels of God will begin to fight your battles. The angels of God will garrison round about you. They will protect you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. They will lead you the path to follow in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Another thing that we can see from this passage is that you will begin to see the Lord in the way we have never seen him before. You will come into a new realization of who this God is. Joseph came into realization of who God is at that time. He had been with his father. He was born in his father's house. His father knew God, but Jacob never knew God the way his father knew God. God appeared to him. God had to introduce himself to him that, look, I am the God of your grandfather, Abraham. I am the God of your father, Isaac. He experienced God in a new dimension. I pray that from henceforth you begin to experience God in a new dimension, in a dimension that you have never done before. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, you come into a full realization of who God is. His light will shine upon you. His countenance will be upon you. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. He did not just experience God. The Bible makes us to understand that God made personal promises to him. Personal promises. No, it's one thing for a man of God to prophesy unto you. It's one thing for you to read the scripture. But it's another thing for God himself to appear to you and speak to you and tell you, my son, my daughter, this is my plans for you. This is where I'm taking you to. This is what I'm going to do for you, with you, through you, and by you. And that was what Jacob experienced. Brothers and sisters, I say in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, you begin to experience God firsthand. In the mighty name of Jesus, he will make those promises to you. You will hear him telling you, my son, my daughter, this is what I want to do for you. This is what I want to do through you. This is what I want to do by you. You will hear him clearly in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. When God makes promises to us, there are key things that we need to know about those promises. Number one, he was telling Jacob that, look, I will give you the land on which you are. Brothers and sisters, the Lord will give you that which you will not even suffer for. Because Jacob did not even suffer for this. He said, I will give you that land in which you are. And God was also telling him that his offspring shall be like the dust. That means that you will not be limited. The Lord is going to expand you. The seed that you have sown, the seed will bring forth fruit. You will not toil in vain. You will not labor in vain. You will expand to the north, to the south, to the east, and to the west. In the mighty name of Jesus, every chain of limitation that have been holding you bound, they are broken in the mighty name of Jesus. Don't forget that this Jacob, as at this time, had no children. He had no wife, but God was making promise to him that, look, your children shall be as the dust of the earth. The Lord will expand you. The Lord will increase you. The Lord will multiply you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And God was also making a promise to him. He said, through his offspring, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. You will not only be blessed, you will be a blessing. Wherever you go, you will be a blessing. Your voice will matter. Your opinion will matter in the mighty name of Jesus. Those who have been looking down at you, henceforth, they will begin to look up to you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so shall it be in Jesus' name. And God was also telling him that, look, I will be with you. When God is saying he will be with you, the presence of God brings about protection. The Lord will protect you. He will protect you. He will protect your family. When God says he's going to be with you, it means he's going to guide you. He's going to direct you. He will not allow you to go astray. He will not allow you to fall into temptation. He will provide for you. He will meet you at your point of need. The Lord will satisfy you with good health in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And when Jacob met the Lord, he had a fear of God. The spirit of the fear of God will rest upon you. You begin to reverence the Lord like never before in the mighty name of Jesus. And what did Jacob do? He worshiped the Lord. He worshiped the Lord. The grace to worship the Lord in truth and in spirit. He will release unto you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jacob there gave that place a new name, Bethel. He decreed a thing and it was established. Whatever you call that situation henceforth, so shall it be in the mighty name of Jesus. In blessing, you will be blessed. In multiplication, you will multiply. The Lord will increase you in the mighty name of Jesus. But if you are hearing me today, you don't even know this God. Jacob came to realize who this God is. But my father, you are going to the church, does not mean you know this God. So I'm giving you the opportunity for you to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior today. Just say after me, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. It's you and you alone I will serve all the days of my life. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Father, I want to thank you for this, your children that are giving their life. Write their names in the book of life. Never let them go back to their vomit. In Jesus' mighty name. For everyone who have had this broadcast, the mighty hand of God will be upon you. The Lord will keep you. The Lord will guide you. The Lord will protect you. He will give you reason to rejoice in Him. You will celebrate and you'll be celebrated. No evil will come near you nor your dwelling place. Continue to enjoy the peace and the love of God. Until we meet again next week, God bless you abundantly in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.